truly opinionated. We do it for the culture.
Yo. Nah. Welcome to the Top Podcast, where there's a lot of truth, just as many opinions. I'm your host with the most, IV, aka Sweet Brother Noomsie. Please say the Noomsie. And you know I got the squad in here with me.
What's good, Josh? Your girl Crown Vic.
What it do, baby? It's your boy, Mr. Durag himself, just Doug in the building.
What's going on, family? It's your girl, Jay Meeks.
What's up with it? It's your boy, D. Carry, aka Carry These Nuts, aka I'm Dope as Fuck. What's up with it?
We are truly opinionated people. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 10. First of all, by the time you guys listen and see this, it will be Christmas. So Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas.
I like the festiveness going on here.
You know we have to do it.
I'm just chilling.
Wait. But you can't really see them.
Get that. What are y'all plans for the holidays, man? What we got shaking?
Staying in the house.
I'll start. Well, we're kicking off the holidays tomorrow evening. Me and my girls, we're having a pajama jam.
Woo. Okay, pajama jam.
Libations.
Okay. Libations, lots of games, lots of girl talk, you know. Okay.
Truth or dare.
Yeah, truth or dare. Twister.
Spin the bottle.
Drunk Uno.
And you said this is a pajama jammy jam, so it's going to be some lingerie?
No.
We did lingerie last time.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
We did it last time. We're
and we know how to pronounce the word. So,
going to be the pajamas with the feet in them?
It's going to be like.
No, my feet are going to be.
Pajamas.
I'm going to have like Christmas pajamas. Yeah.
Okay,
Christmas
with the flap pajamas. In the back?
Yeah, stuff like that.
I'm done.
Shut up.
Yes, I get the. Oh, I can't wait.
I was wondering who's going to pick up on that. With the flap in the.
Oh, no, the shit. No. Wait.
What is you doing?
This was in the last decade.
I just want some eggnog. Can I get some eggnog?
Dude, we didn't even think of eggnog.
Y'all didn't get no egg? We're having a Christmas party.
We're
going
to have Christmas punch. And, yeah. Unless they got an almond milk eggnog. You don't want to get dairy.
You
want to
be a healthy eggnog. Okay.
Yeah, I can't.
I mean, it's...
Other than that...
I see your point. Yeah, I mean, the egg is already trash.
Had a nog, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, true.
Had a nog. Or some Christmas cookies.
We are going to
make some cookies for sure.
Make some cookies.
Some food.
Definitely
going to
make some food.
So I'm not doing like a dinner. I'm just doing like a brunch. So all that type of food, like ackee and sawfish and waffles and chicken.
Okay.
Yes, chicken and waffles.
Get some bop in it.
All of that. And I'm drinking. Champagne and orange juice.
I'm gonna be knocked down. I'm definitely gonna be with the folks this Christmas. Looking forward to it because we don't get together like we used to. So, you know, shout out to my peoples. We're gonna be at mom's crib parlaying. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, definitely, I'm gonna be knocked down. Cookies. Because after the holiday season, I gotta get back in the gym. I'm gonna take advantage of this week and you know do what the fuck I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then after that, we're going back hard for the new year.
That's right.
What y'all fellas get into?
I think my girl having a Christmas sleepover with all the kids. So
okay,
I'm gonna be in the house full of kids. So you know,
Christmas home alone.
You need to wear that sweater.
This sweater.
Yes.
Yeah. Just have home alone on repeat.
What is that?
I'm gonna watch that.
I'm gonna be upstairs playing the game. I don't know. Y'all got that?
Hey, D. Curry, what we got going on, bro?
Shit, I'm chilling. Finishing up Christmas shopping tomorrow, and after that,
word.
Shit.
You going out in the streets?
Yeah, I'm gonna be out in the streets.
Good luck to you, my man.
We out chilling.
It's only in the house. Bit I got, but I'm chilling. I'm gonna be sipping on something, watching Christmas movies. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, this is a good ass Christmas game.
Yeah, the Lakers play the Clippers.
I'm tuning in to that clock, bro. No, I gotta watch that Christmas game. So, for those of us with children, this is a question that that we've all have talked about before, but we kind of want to bring to the forefront. So, in this day and age, when is a good time to let the kids know, or should you ever let your children know about the real deal about Santa?
Let them know for Jump Street. Shit, fuck that.
You said let them know for Jump Street.
Yeah.
Why you?
I mean, I guess. How old is your kid?
She's 5.
Your daughter? Okay, so I feel like let the kids be kids for now. I mean, yes, you can know all of the background and the history on the holidays and where it derived from and all of that extra stuff. Yeah. But like my daughter's 3. She's not trying to hear all that. Maybe I'll revisit that when she's 5 or 6 or 7.
Yeah.
I don't people are up in arms. It's like, man, whatever.
I just say we ain't got no chimney. He'd be like, Santa, nah, mom and daddy went to work all year. Fuck Santa.
I mean, when I was a kid, I definitely didn't believe in Santa Claus because my parents were like, you know, the stereotypical, I'm not giving the white man any type of credit.
Yeah, that's
right. Stuff that I'm going to work and, you know, busting my ass to provide for you. So,
yeah, if I can recall, I think my mom told me at an early age, I don't remember exactly how old I was, but I know before 10, I knew that she was doing everything.
Yeah.
I just don't remember exactly how old I was, but I think I kind of caught her too, like putting stuff under the tree. Like, cause I was one of those kids. I was not going to sleep.
Yeah,
like,
I stayed up.
I was on the game or, you know what I'm saying? Just making the excuse not to go to sleep. And I think I peeked out there and seen her and I was like, oh,
I actually found my stuff in a closet one day and it was just, it all dawned on me like, oh.
That's what I'm saying. We got to get
I've more. Been misled.
Been led astray.
I think when I was young, we definitely had the whole Santa Claus thing.
Yeah.
And we started going to church more. And that's when it was like, they kind of explained.
Oh, yeah, the church will expose Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy. They will expose.
Jesus' birthday.
If Santa Claus real, tell him to pay my mortgage, then
you can tell. Oh, cut it. I just think it's fun. I think it's so cute. I think it's so fun. I grew up, you know, believing in Santa Claus until, you know, I found a bunch of my shit. But I don't know. The one way I think I may introduce it to my daughter, and I've kind of done it already, is just kind of explain to her, like, Santa Claus is really for, like, the needy kids who, you know, parents can't buy them toys.
Mm.
Because people at school are now telling her, does this thing Santa Claus, you know? Yeah. So she's hearing all this at school, and then at home, we practicing it. So I'm kind of like, you know, because Santa Claus is still a Christmas symbol, like, no matter what you do, you're not going to get away from it.
Right.
So it's kind of like, you know.
It's not like a negative thing either. It's just one of those things that, you know, like I said, depending on the parent, if you want to share with your children, if you want to be real with your children, or you just kind of want them to, you know, believe.
Yeah.
But I mean, nothing, we're not, you know, slamming Santa or anything like that. It's nothing negative about, you know, the children believing in Santa. But yeah, I thought that would be, you know, something interesting to ask y'all. Also, with that, with Christmas, if anybody knows about anything going on in the community as far as, like, any type of, you know, like, a toy drive or what you call it, you know, when they give away the meals.
Food boxes.
Definitely, like, you know, because I'm interested in you know, being a part and doing something like that. So if anybody knows any information, you know, hit us up. Let us know, you know what I'm saying? We'll make our presence felt. If we can, but definitely, the holiday season is upon us. So all you last minute shoppers, get it over with
and
take advantage of these sales, because that's, I feel like that's the best time to shop, the last minute, for real, because they be having them last minute.
Yeah.
You can get some real good sales at last minute.
Spending money you ain't supposed to.
Yeah, because you have to have a lot of patience and tolerance for the crazy people that's going to be out in the streets with you.
So
I don't have the time, energy,
and
patience for it.
I'm supposed to be going tomorrow. I know that shit going to be.
Sunday morning.
Yeah, it's going to be.
I'm being there Sunday morning.
That's why we're trying to go early in the morning, get shit out the way. Cause
hopefully everybody's at church and you don't have to worry about it.
That's what I'm saying. You know, people recovering from Saturday. So they ain't going to be until like 2 o'clock. I'm trying to be in that bitch. Right when they open.
12 o'clock.
Facts.
They open at 12 or
10. Where are you going?
No, I think 10 o'clock. And then maybe like 10 to 10 or something for the holiday. I'm not sure.
Oh,
but
I know.
I think they stay open later.
Oh, that is true. That's true. That's true. If not, I still got Monday. Shit, I still got Tuesday.
Amazon Prom.
Yeah.
Amazon's done. Well, Amazon said we done. If you ain't order nothing after yesterday.
It's going to be after Christmas. If you order. Yeah.
No, I ordered something.
Yeah, and I
ordered something today.
If you don't have Prime.
You got Prime.
You got Prime, it still applies.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah, if you got Prime, it still applies.
Boy,
but I was definitely one who said, yes, order that, have it on my doorstep at 12:24. That's all I need.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. Like I said, you know, we definitely got some good news this week. I mean, it's still kind of up in the air.
We remain to be seen.
Who wants to lead us in with that? With our president, the latest news on our president.
Well, I hear nobody else say that. Donald Trump.
Donald Duck.
Donald Trump, Donald Duck, Donald, whoever the fuck.
Donnie.
Donnie, this past Wednesday, the House of Representatives voted to impeach President Donald Trump on both articles of impeachment. First one, Article 1, abuse of power, and Article 2, obstruction of Congress. This makes Trump, everyone is kind of flaring up about this. I don't know why, but this makes Trump the third U.S. president in history to be impeached. Mm-hmm. His predecessor, Mr. Bill Clinton, if y'all recall back in the 90s, he was one to be impeached as well. And as you know, he was never removed from office.
Yep.
Everybody's in an uproar. All, what are you doing?
That was Bill Clinton. I did not have...
I did not like have this. Sexual relations with that woman.
In an overroom, bro.
That is so fucking funny. Bro. But anyway, yeah. So, you know, this is a day that everyone probably thought would never come. I know a lot of us getting our hopes up. And you don't know. You never know what happens. We're going to see because the people have voted. So we're going to see. Mm-hmm. But what do y'all feel about this? Like, is it some sort of excitement, relief that this is finally happening? We making progress? Or
I'm not jumping for joy just yet because I know we've been here before. And I know how the white people think. So I mean, with that, sorry, I'm just saying, I can be as blunt as possible. I'm sorry, I love white people, but I'm just saying, y'all not full of surprises like you used to be. I want to see how it plays out. I want to see, you know, what the what you call it, the Republican
the Senate,
you
know, the Senate is, and it's full of,
basically, it's full of Republicans. That's what I'm saying. We can be blunt about it. I don't know if this thing is gonna go all the way through. That's why I'm not jumping for joy just yet. Mm-hmm. It's dope that, like I said, you know, he was able to get impeached. People were able to realize that for the most part, this guy is not, he doesn't need to be in the seat that he's in. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, we have a great amount of people that feel differently. Yeah. So I'm going to just sit back and, you know, let them figure this thing out. You know, watch how it plays out. I'm going to take a knee on this one. You know what I'm saying? No, take a knee on this one.
Shout out. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely definitely a good thing. Like you said, I mean, they still have to vote. Doesn't think the Senate have to vote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So he's not technically removed from office, which I don't think he'll be removed from office by the time his term is up. But why I say it's a good thing is I don't think that he'll be reelected because of this. So, I mean, we'll just have to see.
That's the goal, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. That is very much so the goal.
Trump.
But yeah, hopefully he doesn't get reelected. But, you know, the Republicans, they care about the party more than they care about, mm-hmm, you know,
they
America's
just
real
keep their
real,
name
so
strong
because
they've taken over the Oval Office right now.
Exactly. So, I don't know.
I know if he gets out of this one.
I just love the fact that I know it's killing his ego.
Yeah, it's a stain. It's a stain.
I know it's burning him inside. No, it's burning him inside.
I don't know.
I think,
you know,
I think for real, it's going to hype him.
He's crying. He's acting out. He's...
They're after you.
Yeah, like I say,
I'm in the way.
He's got that mindset that he, like I say, he can't be touched. And if he gets out of this one...
Like, that's what I was about to say.
He gonna come out with a diss song and everything. He gonna diss everybody.
He said, did y'all see that comment he made where he said if he does not get reelected, we'll probably never see him again? Bye, bitch. okay.
So no more apprentice. We can't go backwards. You're fired.
It's crazy, but yeah.
But yeah, it's still a developing story. So like definitely, you know, everybody should be interested in that. I wasn't gonna say if you're interested, but we all, as a people, should keep our eyes on that story.
And stop being a mockingbird. Yes. Oh, just because he's been peached.
People, when they feel like they know something, right, they go,
I mean, not everybody is informed on certain things. So, right. I mean, you are not getting any type of cookies, ice cream, or kudos because you are reposting the same status you saw 10 times before you made it.
Thank you.
Everybody doesn't know the process on the impeachment, ladies and gentlemen. So let's be fair.
Let's be
kind.
Real. A lot of us are not in politics.
If you can't be gracious and try to educate somebody, just shut up.
Yeah,
and
shut the fuck up.
Let them have their small victory.
I would like to know, does impeachment really call for him not getting reelected?
No.
I would like to know.
Party. I don't think so.
I would like to know if that's written somewhere.
I think this shit is just going to hype the Republican Party up. All the radicals that's behind that, man, this is just going to hype their ass up. So at the end of the day,
no, Nancy Pelosi's a bad bitch.
Yeah, she is, but with the white dude that's in the house, that's in the Senate, he's not. He said he's not going to be on that. He's not voting against Trump. That's his people. So at the end of the day, like,
but 2020,
next year. No, I'm saying next year, 2020, just make sure you're registered to vote. Because to me, that's the only way we're going to get him out of there. This shit is cool to have, I guess, a stain on him, but you want to be for real and get him out?
Register to vote.
And vote. No, I'm saying.
And go and actually show up at the polls. Don't just register.
Yeah.
Bring your ass out there and vote.
Y'all really want to vote. I get tired of hearing people say, like, oh, your vote doesn't count. Like, yes, we are the voice to make that vote, because without our opinions, they
won't shit change. So
they can't do anything.
Yeah.
At least do your part.
Do your part. Also in news, Carol Sanchez.
This bitch.
Why are you laughing at her?
Because there's been so many memes off of this. Like, I denied your PTO request. Wow. And then it's a picture of her. Kidnapping.
This was definitely the ultimate cry for attention right here. Meeks, come on. Give us a little bit more insight.
Okay, so this past Monday night, it was reported that a teenage girl by the name of Carol Sanchez was kidnapped in the Bronx while she was walking alongside her mother. So apparently there's footage of Sanchez being snatched away from her mother's side and her mother being pushed down by two big burly guys and throwing them into a car and speeding away. And it was revealed that she made the whole thing up. She staged her kidnapping, her boyfriend and a few of his friends, because her mother said that they were going to go back to Honduras.
Like, girl, you better go to Honduras.
Dion.
This should sound like some
Martin,
shit
from
a TV
show. Martin, I don't
want to
go to Arizona.
I'm sorry,
sure.
I like you, Martin.
I want to go to Arizona. So, again, upon being reunited with her family, she confessed that she made the entire thing up. Police had already issued an Amber Alert, like, early Tuesday morning.
Sound like some Bronx shit.
How old is this girl?
16 years old.
Does Charlamagne say some of the craziest people come from the Bronx,
Bronx
too?
And all of Florida.
Hey, shout out to Fat Joe. Shout out to Fat Joe. Cardi B.
Man, look.
Shout out to him. I'm just saying.
Anyway.
But didn't we learn from Juicy Smollett?
Juicy.
No, didn't we learn from Juicy?
Juicy.
Oh, yeah.
Juicy.
I'm like, what?
Leave him alone.
I got you.
Juicy.
I got you.
Oh, that was Chappelle called him, Juicy Smollett.
Juicy Smollett.
She must not have been watching.
Juicy Smollett.
She must not have been on it, bro, because I'm like, yo, again? Like,
wow.
But they said it just messed with older, too.
I mean, but that thing made national news.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, that's the thing. Hold on. That's the thing I wanted to, like, touch on, like, real quick. Like, we know it's been, like, a lot of kidnappings,
women,
you know, things of that nature. We haven't seen any national news about it. But when it turns out to be a hoax, everyone wants to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's almost like they're trying to, like, discredit that. Like, this actually happens. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it happens.
Just to, like...
So you're saying this could be staged?
Like, governmental,
like, she's
staged?
She's an actor?
Mm-hmm. I mean, clearly it was staged.
I don't put it past
the
United States government.
Why don't they talk about the actual, like, kidnappings that actually happen?
Right. To this extent, because you heard a lot about it with her. And it was like, damn, like, after it happened... It just blew up. Like, everybody was talking about it.
But that is because celebrities got their hands on it. Shoot, I think one of the first people I saw to post it was Cardi.
Yeah, a lot of people was posting that. I mean, I posted the shit with, like, you know, find the bitch.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
I mean, well, everyone find the bitch then, but it's find the
bitch. I posted some shit and found out a bitch lied. I was
pissed.
She be all sorts of bitches.
I was pissed when I found
bitch.
I'm like, hold up. She lied.
You dirty bitch.
I'm like, what type of shit is this?
But yeah, that's right.
You told you won't get nothing for Christmas? What's going on?
She was going back to Honduras. Bitch.
Yes.
KOS on Honduras.
It's not that serious. Well, thankfully, I guess, it won't that serious for her, but this still does happen. It's a lot of females. So, I mean, granted, She's tripping. If I was her parent, she'd be grounded. She would be no Christmas presents. Them shits would be back in the
store. She's 16. But she shouldn't be getting much.
Her plans have been, what would her plans have been after being kidnapped?
Right. Like, what was she going to do? Think it like, she was 16. She ain't
go off the grid.
Yeah.
Solar panels.
But you see, they dropped her off when they. Yeah, when her the Amber Alert. At school, the friends may have gotten scared.
Probably she like, might have planned to take her
away or something.
Yeah. Yeah, she could tell she definitely didn't like have this thing really planned out. I don't. Kids, don't do this. Don't try this at home. Okay, especially like I say, you know, this is not the way to get attention. This is a serious matter. People go missing all the time. Like I said, right. And unfortunately, it's a lot of young women that do. Don't use this as an opportunity to just because you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel a way about moving or whatever the case may be. This is serious business. Like, don't, hopefully everybody learns from this and not try to duplicate this again. I was very disappointed in this young lady for doing what she did. And like I said, if I was her parent, 16 or not, we might be.
What you gonna do?
It's gonna be some furniture moving.
Some furniture moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's me, bro.
Some furniture moving on that bitch.
Got me out. Here at this point, like I'm embarrassed. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm embarrassed. Like, why would you? Why would you do this?
That's when you
like,
tell your lady, be like, hey, get your daughter.
Yeah.
Get like, your daughter. Get your kid, because I'm about to kill her.
For real. But yeah, man. Moving on from that, Tekashi. Tekashi 6ix9ine, Ratatouille.
Snitch 9.
Snitch 9.
Did you say Ratatouille?
Ratatouille.
Oh my God.
Well, on Wednesday, it was reported that Tekashi was sentenced to 24 months in prison by a federal judge. The judge gave Tekashi kudos for helping prosecutors send several violent gang members to prison.
I mean, it really, his story really jumps from
this
one
is hilarious reading this, like, because I'm just like, yo, he's
crazy.
He did his community service.
He did his community service and still got slapped.
He cleaned the streets up.
Yeah.
And but this is a prime example, ladies and gentlemen, as why I say it doesn't. At the end of the day, if you're gonna tell, if you're gonna snitch, it still doesn't benefit you, clearly.
Shit, he got them years down.
Now, I mean, he got those have, years, but he still has time years. Served will be counted yeah. towards that sentence.
Yeah, he's supposed to get out in July.
So
July 20.
He's
on good
already
behavior.
Served over a year of his time.
13 months.
Yeah. So
on good behavior. If he behaved well, yeah, he's supposed to be out by July 2020. Listen, this whole story and that whole debacle with him, like I said, I was never a big Tekashi fan of his music anyway. I respected the hustle, I respected the grind, but just the way he went out, man, it was just like, come on, dude. You know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, at the end of the day, you did all that telling and you still got to be in there and with the little suit, orange jumpsuit on with the colorful hair.
Yeah.
But I think I said something when this actually first happened, we brought it up in an earlier episode, but he's gonna come out and still put out music. He might not have the same, like, he's still gonna be putting out music. Niggas still gonna be listening to that.
Can
maybe
Daniel
not us.
Hernandez really make music that's not screaming? He's not screaming.
I just don't like the message that it gives. It's like
what's the song I'm thinking about right now?
I don't know. I never heard.
All I know is Gumbo. I don't know. I swear
I
don't
know.
I think
that's the one I'm thinking about right now.
That's the only record
Kiki?
I knew.
Oh, yeah.
How do Kiki go?
Fifi.
Fifi.
Is that the one with Nicki?
Oh, yeah.
That,
got that wet, got that
super soaker. So, Doug, you feel like...
I'm fucking computer.
I'm a snitch ass, bitch ass nigga.
Wow. Bars.
No, but seriously, when he gets out, you think he's gonna like still be looked at and have that run that he was having?
I don't think he's gonna have the same run or like the same like fans or whatever you want to say.
Yeah,
but he'll still have those core people that was listening to him, like those little kids, teenagers in high school, whatever. When he come out, they still gonna be listening to that nigga because. They don't care about this shit. Like, they don't care about snitching, none of that shit.
But the niggas he snitched on, gonna
this
care.
Nigga got a banger, I'm gonna listen to this shit.
What'd you say, D?
The niggas he snitched on gonna care.
Facts.
So yeah. like when he come out, he gonna have to have security.
Oh yeah,
like,
he ain't. He's not moving.
That nigga need to go with witness protection.
He's not moving the same way he was. I can for sure he's not. Cause he can't.
Yeah, I mean,
but he's still gonna be putting out music.
I don't know. First of all, this is what happens when you're trying to live a life that you know you're not about. Like,
right.
Come on, bro. Like, you know you wasn't about this life. Damn. And you try to make it seem like you a victim when you're not a victim. Like, you weren't a victim. You was telling everybody this, you know, SMD. You know what I'm saying? Because you had these people behind you. Like, yeah, they getting money off you, but come on, bro. Like, that y'all shot at Chief Keef and shooting at people. Nah, y'all doing, you moving, you know what I'm saying? Like, you the head of a cartel or something. Like, you out here wilding, knowing damn well. So now you get locked up. Now you telling on everybody. Because you know you wasn't about that. So stop doing that, because people get killed over this. And it's like, I don't want that to happen to him. But like, yo, Nick's going to be on your ass when you get out.
Facts.
Because you can't act like, oh, I mean, I didn't mean to tell. Nigga, you told, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You knew what you do.
You trying to act like you was about that life. You got to ride. You got to take that, bro. Like, you just supposed to take that.
Pause.
At the end of the day. Yeah, pause. But but I mean, like, come on,
fuck Paul. Like, he need to take everything in jail, motherfuckers.
Take everything shit. In jail. Wow.
I didn't say that, but
I say I hope Big Tyrone and all them have fun with his last.
Big
and
Tyrone,
Big Tyrone. Okay.
Wow,
straight up.
Oh,
have fun with his little skittle hair ass.
Jesus,
keep it going, huh?
Yep.
Oh God.
Bobby Shmurda ain't tailed. He took his shit like an OG.
Yeah, Bobby Shmurda gonna come out.
He did tell on the song.
Bobby
Shmurda did not snitch. I mean, he told on the song.
Yeah. He threw that hat in the air, did the little you know what I'm saying? Shit, that was it. Mm-mm. But
when is that nigga coming home?
I think soon. Actually, I feel like I saw an article.
He on the tail end of his
thing, like next year. And then next year,
yeah.
I think that nigga might have.
If you can't do the time, don't do the crime, bro.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right, Pastor Dion.
Legends go down, real ones.
Mm-hmm.
They do though. Dead ass.
Yeah,
fuck
facts.
Y'all.
What she said.
So you know we're approaching the end of a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, 10 years. Is that crazy? 2009. 2019. Where does the time go?
10 years. Damn, that's crazy.
We need a 10-year vacation reunion.
Vacation.
10-year vacation.
Hell yeah.
Class reunion?
Class reunion.
Wow, yeah. That's crazy. What were some of y'all personal favorite albums?
We're going to start with you. Thanks for asking.
Mm-hmm. You going to start with me? You going to put me on the spot like
we
that?
We are. So I can easily say, oh, yeah, that was one too.
Yeah, I might be all day.
Let's just throw them out there. It's
just throw
many.
A couple out there.
I'm going to just go off what I remember from the years. When we started, 2009. So.
Oh, shit.
I thought we started in 2010.
Okay.
Yeah, 2010, 2010.
Well, I know what you mean, 2009, 10 years, 2019.
Okay, I mean, that's fine.
I get you.
I mean, Take Care is in there.
Oh,
Drake, Take
Care.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That was like number one.
2010. I don't remember everything else, but you got Watch the Throne. You got all of Kendrick Lamar's catalog. Yeah. Outside of the
Untitled.
Yeah, I don't include that. Forest Hill Drives.
Yes.
Born Sinner.
Yes.
Yes.
Yay. Don't forget Yay. Yay.
Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes. Life of Pablo 2016.
I wouldn't put Life of Pablo in there.
I like that joint. I fuck with it.
I fuck with it, but
I fuck with that joint.
Who else?
Wale dropped. Oh, did you ever say Wale?
No.
Ambition?
No.
Ambition. Oh, yeah. You gotta put Ambition in that joint.
Also for Wale, I would put the album about nothing.
About nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of my. That might be my favorite Wale album. I was trying to remember somebody else.
Trey Songz, Trigger Reloaded.
Yeah, Trey did have some bangers through that.
No, y'all don't listen to Trey Songz.
No. Mm-hmm.
Hold on. What was the
Trigger Reloaded?
Album?
I'm trying. What was on that?
Slow Motion.
Had a lot of bangers.
Okay.
No, Panty Dropper was on Ready.
Yeah, Trigger Reloaded. We can put Trigger Reloaded in there.
That's good.
Malibu, Anderson .Paak.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Okay. Malibu was dope.
Beyonce.
Lemonade.
She had her first self.
Yeah, from a cultural standpoint, yeah.
Beyonce, Common Black Lemonade America was again was good.
Jay-Z,
444. Come on,
dude, screw you guys. Drake and Future, What a Time to Be Alive.
Oh, yeah.
2016,
yeah.
That was my favorite album of 2016. I don't care.
Not my favorite. Now, if we want to talk cool. about 2016, let's cool. really go down the list.
Yeah, it was a cool album.
God, the Drake concert was
Nothing was the
year.
Same, Drake.
Such a good year.
Nobody really. No, I can't say nobody, but I like Views. And I feel like I'm.
I love Views.
I feel like a lot of people don't like Views. I love Views.
It was
Views
good.
From start to finish.
Start to finish, I can play Views.
What you saying?
Cool. Views was cool.
I mean, To Pimp a Butterfly came out in 2015. What?
Faux, Ari Lennox.
Ari Lennox.
No Hard Feelings, Jeezy.
I think
Awaken My Love, Childish Gambino.
All the kids, Childish Gambino joints was fresh during that time. Chance the Rapper,
Acid Rap,
during that time. Yep,
classic.
I think just Acid Rap from him. I wouldn't put the Coloring Book in it.
No, I like the Coloring Book.
I like the Coloring
Book. The Coloring Book was cool.
Yeah, I just put Acid Rap.
I think Acid Rap.
Frank Ocean,
all of Frankie's. Okay, Frankie Blonde, Channel Orange. SZA came out in 2017.
Rihanna,
damn, that was a good one.
Anti came out.
Oh yes,
that was 2016.
Rihanna shit.
Bro James, El Dorado.
I didn't listen to that.
I'm tired of saying these names and y'all going quiet on me. You don't fuck with Bro James.
It was just crickets on that one.
Play it in the background when it's that time. I'm telling you,
go. Crenshaw.
Yeah, of course, Nipsey Hussle's Lost Boy too. Crenshaw and Victory Lap for sure. Love those.
Victory Lap for sure. For sure.
God damn, man, he left us with a gem.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Classic.
Victory Lap.
Yeah, for sure.
Wiz Khalifa,
sure.
Rolling Papers 1 and 2.
All of Currency catalog. Fuck you.
Currency and The Alchemist.
All my shit.
No, I don't know all the Currency catalog. Really but Currency got a lot of shit, but
he got a lot of shit.
I don't know about his whole catalog. Run. He got some
good
runs.
Run through in this decade.
Astroworld.
Astroworld. Whoa.
Fire.
Yeah.
It's a lot of albums, man. Shit, I still feel like we missing a whole lot.
We could be going all night.
Yeah, we'll be going all night. Moving on.
Did T.I. drop anything in the 2010s?
Did he? No, he had a run in like 05 to 08.
I don't feel like none of his albums in the 2010s, I feel like really
stood. He had like some features. Because then he have You Gonna Be Shined.
That was
way before then.
That was with Rihanna.
That was
08.
So yeah, his run was 05 through like 08. God
Ross.
Nah, you messed up.
God Forgives I Don't. Mm-hmm. And then what was the other joint?
What was the joint where his face was in like a rainbow or something?
Port of Miami 2.
The apple of my eye.
That's talking about the joint that had
it was like him with some glasses.
He had that song with Hov on it.
Yeah. Shoot.
The Devil Is Alive.
He pull it up right. The Devil Is Alive. Yeah, that's my shit.
You went to church with that.
That's my shit.
You talking about Mastermind?
Mastermind. There it is. Yes, Mastermind. Yo, that joint.
I like the other one. The one that had the one he was dissing Birdman on it. You know, he had the apple of my eye.
That was the most recent joint, wasn't it?
It was like 2 years ago.
A couple years ago.
Wasn't that most recent? Before Port of Miami.
Rather You Than Me.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Meat Mill, Dreams and Nightmares.
Meat
Mill.
That intro, nigga. That's the best intro of the 2010s.
Let me tell you, that's how you
fix.
That's the best intro of the 20s because everybody tried to make their own version of that after the fact.
Nobody could.
The new album, the new Meek album,
all of
the
championship. For me.
Championships.
I like Championships.
Oh, you gotta listen.
Championships goes.
I'm not a huge Meek fan.
Yeah, she's not. But he goes.
Yeah,
Kevin Gates.
Love
Issa.
Kevin Gates.
I don't get tired.
Dave East.
Oh yes.
I can't even. Was there Kyrie?
Can we have a moment of silence?
Kyrie, Chanel,
Dave East.
Who
we mentioned
him for? That man.
Yeah.
Nas discovered, but we mentioned
him. What we mentioning him for?
Album of the decade, like an album of the decade.
We're naming all the albums that we liked. I thought we won't name it.
No. But I'm saying he only came out with one album.
One, yeah. And that set his ass off. Fuck you talking about? Dave, he's my dog.
YG, My Crazy Life.
Yep.
But y'all like YG. But y'all don't like Davies.
Fuck, Davies ain't that good.
That nigga got bars. YG fucked up. That nigga do not got no.
Jeezy dropped anything in the 2010s?
Trapper Dash.
Yeah, he didn't drop.
But I mean, that was like really good.
Three. I don't think Jeezy had
not good. Because
Jeezy was another T.I. like a 05.
Yeah, I think they kind of, they was pre.
I like this last one.
Because they were the original trappers.
Yeah. Gucci? The Gucci? No.
Migos?
Yeah.
Came out?
Oh, yeah. Culture.
The first one. The second one, was in, it was all right. But the first Culture?
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled?
Yeah. Khaled had a good one.
Yeah.
But I can't even really put Khaled.
Don't ever play yourself.
Call me Billy. Cause I got a Billy.
No.
Whatever, that whatever album had the joint with Fuck Me For Free. That joint. Whatever.
That was like last summer. Man,
that was a couple summers ago.
Albums.
Yeah. Yeah, Khaled do got a lot of music
with a lot of people. So
Dirty Sprite 2. Classic.
Yeah.
And what year was that?
Shit, after
2010. 2015.
Yeah.
Damn.
Club days still.
Yeah, we was definitely in the club. We was definitely heavy in the club. Bliss. Shout out Bliss. But yeah. Yeah, this shit. Damn.
Like, if we can go all night.
Years, nigga.
Yeah,
damn.
We can do a lot.
We can go all night.
It's a long time. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man.
But
so,
yeah, there's a few good ones.
The Grammys. Mm-hmm. It's coming up. Coming up. Still, you know. Still, we touched on this before, but we got the actual categories, right?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
the ones that we care about.
Let's go through them. Everybody pick what they think one.
Best rap performance.
Oh shit!
Who's in this one? J. Cole, Middlechild, The Baby,
you
Should.
You know The Baby got that.
Oh, Down Bad, Dreamville,
Clout.
Got J.
Cole. Racks in the Middle, Nipsey
Racks
Hustle.
In the Middle.
You got J.
The Late Great, and Clout, Offset, and Cardi B.
It said best rap performance.
Performance. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know they love when Cardi B and
I think Offset and Cardi B might get that one.
Because they did their thing. But DaBaby can put on the show.
I would say DaBaby.
Middle Child by J. Cole or Down Bad. I'm a Dream Villain. Anything Dreamville, Cole, I'm voting for.
You
Dream Villain.
You know Cole don't do nothing but sit on the chair and
watch. I don't care what other song is in here. If I see Cole, Dreamville, anything, I'm picking.
My nigga is like,
I think DaBaby because DaBaby's bringing out the jaw.
Like I said, what I said.
Their brains back. Messing with him, so
I think it's gonna come down to maybe DaBaby and Offset and Cardi.
But DaBaby might actually win that jump.
Yeah, he possibly could win it. Best rap song performance. We got the Khaled record with the late great Nipsey, John Legend, Higher, Drip Too Hard, Baby and Gunna,
Higher joint,
Panini, Lil Nas X, Ballin, Mustard and Roddy Ricch, Meet Me at the London, Young Thug, J. Cole, and Travis Scott.
The London going.
They might give it to Higher and Higher.
Yeah, Higher was that shit. No,
I think that song should win it.
I feel like Higher.
I think Higher should win it.
But nah, they probably give it to Lil Nas X.
Best rap song performance.
Why would they give it to Lil Nas X?
We talking about the Grammys.
I think the London. You think Lil the Panini?
Panini?
We talking about the Grammys, bro.
But Panini.
You know how they are.
Okay.
No.
That's probably the people.
Panini.
I would
need
to
be a mini.
Seriously. What song on there is better than Higher? From a best rap song performance.
Yeah, but we're looking at it from a Grammy standpoint, like you said.
The Grammys can shock you, though. I think I'm going with
Nipsey. If I was running the Grammys, I'm picking
Higher. I can see them giving it to him.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We
best rap song.
Bad
Idea. Who was that?
You got
YB. Oh, YB and Cordae. And Chance. Golden Roses. Ross and Drake. A lot. 21 Savage, J. Cole. Racks in the Middle. Nipsey Hussle. Roddy Ricch. Suge. DaBaby.
Hey, man.
Suge.
That shit.
That's probably
Suge.
Love
it to be a lot.
That's Racks in the Middle.
Racks in the Middle was a very, very
that's
great
a good song.
Racks,
yeah,
in, the
Racks in the Middle was a dope
but
song.
But I would probably say that they would give it to Suge.
Yeah, I think Suge going to win that.
He did his thing on that.
Yeah, that was, you couldn't escape that fucking song.
Right. Right. You're really good.
Best rap album. This is the one I'm interested in.
Championship.
Revenge of the Dreamers 3, Dreamville. Championship is Meek Mill. I Am, I Was, 21 Savage. Igor, Tyler the Creator. The Lost Boy, YBN, Cordae.
Championship Meek Mill.
I think Meek Mill Championship should win it.
Revenge of the Dreamers 3.
But who do you think? You said should win it, but who do you think they're going to give it to?
Tyler, the Creator.
They might give that shit to Tyler, though.
Revenge of the Dreamers 3.
What?
If they don't give it to
Revenge. I'm just glad it's nominated, because
Cole getting the Grammy.
If my man gets Cole getting the Grammy, though, it's
one way or the other. Dreamville was dope. It was a dope compilation.
You think it's going to be over Championship, though?
Yup.
I don't think so.
Meek, and not only that, I mean, Meek had crazy screen time, like even down to his sentences,
the rollout after
he was doing,
everything that happened.
He's had a lot of screen time, so
I
always think that's a factor too. Yeah. Like if you ain't really been, the song was hot, but if you ain't really been out here at the same time, I think it's a factor.
Best R&B performance, we got Daniel Caesar and Brandy, Love Again. We got Could Have Been with her and Bryson Tiller. That's my shit. Exactly How I Feel, Lizzo and Gucci Mane. Roll Some Mo', Lucky Day, another song
home,
I fuck with.
I love that.
Come Home,
song,
Anderson
yo.
P. And Andre 3 Stacks. That's tough for me because I like everyone in here except for Lizzo.
Like, love I think Could Have Been my Could Have Been.
I'm going to say Love Again.
I'm going with AP, man.
I'm going with Come Home.
Going
with AP and 3 Stacks.
I'm thinking about the Grammys.
I don't know over her.
I love that song. Don't get me wrong.
The Daniel Caesar and Brandy joint was big.
That shit hard.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
Best traditional R&B performance. We got BJ the Chicago Kid, Time Today, Steady Love by N.D.I.R.E. What the hell she been in? I didn't even know she had some out. Jerome by Lizzo, Real Games by Lucky Day. And Built for Love by P.J. Morton and Jasmine Sullivan.
Built for Love, P.J. Morton and Jasmine Sullivan.
Yeah, I hope. Sure. We got to revisit this. But B.J. should
have come.
P.J.?
B.J., the Chicago Kid.
Oh.
Time like Today is still a good song.
That's still a good song, too. What's the next one? Best R&B song. And this is, the last one was traditional R&B. This is best R&B song.
Oh, we know which one this one's going to.
So Could Have Been, we got her and Bryson Tiller. We got Look at Me Now, Emily King. No Guidance. Breezy.
Chris Brown.
Drizzy. Roll Some Mo', Lucky Day. Say So by PJ Morton and JoJo.
And the winner is
No Guidance.
No Guidance.
Come on, man. That was a banger.
Freaky. Hey, bye-bye.
Banger.
That's when you gotta drop it.
No. Best Urban Contemporary album.
My ladies know what I'm talking about.
We got Apollo, Steve Lacy.
What?
Cause I Love You, Lizzo, Overload by Georgia, and I don't know the fuck that is. Saturn by Neo.
Oh my God.
Being Human in Public, Jesse Reyes.
So we know it's gonna go to Lizzo.
I don't even know nobody else.
Cause I love
no Nail.
I know Nail.
What?
Nail is awesome.
Jesse Reyes, I don't know.
She ain't. Yeah,
it's gonna go to Lizzo.
Grammys.
Yeah. Best R&B album, 1123 BJ Chicago Kid, Painted by Lucky Day.
LMA
self-titled. Paul PJ
nice
Morton.
Too, though, yeah.
Ventura AP. Anderson Paak. I'm going with Anderson. Anything Anderson Paak.
I think LMA is going with that one.
LMA's joint was dope. I feel like
Ari Lennox should have been in here.
She
should have
been.
I feel like Sir should have been in here.
Sir is fire.
It is what it is.
Like, Sir kind of came out a little late though.
Or her.
Still should have been in here.
Still should have been in here.
Still tipping on Fofo.
Best pop solo performance.
We got Beyonce Spirit.
Oh no, Truth Hurts.
Billy Eilish, Bad Guy. Ariana Grande, down. Seven Rings. Truth Hurts, Lizzo. You Need to Calm Down, Taylor Swift.
Lizzo got that.
You know, I think it's going to be either Seven Rings, Ariana Grande, or Truth Hurts, Lizzo. As much as I love Beyonce's Spirit.
No Taylor? Taylor's not going to win it?
Who is that?
No, Taylor Swift.
Come on, man.
I don't even know that
song.
Taylor Swift got that jump.
The artist of the decade, Taylor Swift. They said she was the artist of the decade.
Oh, well, then she might. So, who knows?
Best reggae album.
Best reggae. Coffee. Uh-oh. Rapture. I like Coffee. Julian Marley, As I Am. Sly and Robbie in Roots Radix, The Final Battle. Mass Manipulation, Steel Pulse, The Legends, Third World. More Work to Be Done. I'm going with Coffee or Steel Pulse.
I'm going with
More Screen Time.
Rapture, or because I feel like in the history of the Grammys, they always give it or typically give it to a Marley. It might be Julian.
Okay. Could be. I ain't mad at that. The Marleys is deep.
They deep.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, look.
Bob Marley dropped digging on him, man.
He did.
But yeah, man. So yeah, that concludes. this episode, before we get out of here, man, shout out to the team. Shout out to Be Great Audio, always holding us down, making us sound good. Shout out to Villain Visual. Shout out to DJ Behind the Lens. Anything y'all want to get out before we...
Guys, man, this is our 10th and final...
Time out. Shout out to my boy CJ.
Yes.
For fueling.
Soul
Vibrations
on
IG. Fueling an episode for tonight.
Soul Vibrations.
He will be revamping on Making Plates, so follow him on IG. Stay updated with that. He definitely came through with the meal today with the baked ziti. And had a vegetarian version. That's just smack. So
yes. Thank you, brother CJ. We appreciate you. Soul Vibrations, man.
But yeah, y'all.
This is the final.
This is our 10th episode for the season. Our pilot season, essentially.
We want to thank you guys for a great season. Thanks for watching us.
We've been working hard for y'all.
We have worked hard. Subscribing, all that good stuff.
Showing love.
We're definitely going to have content that we're going to be releasing while we take a break, a small break, but we're going to have a lot of nice things for you guys in 2020.
Yeah. So we'll be back. You know, you don't need to know when exactly we're going to be back, but you'll know we'll be back.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Until 2020.
It's been fun, man. Thank y'all for supporting us and continue to support us going forward, man. Tune in, subscribe.
Share.
To the channel, share. Like. You know what I'm saying? Follow us on social media,
comment,
man.
All that.
We respond back. Okay.
We accept all feedback, man, and just keep rocking with us. Until next time, I'm Sweet Brother Numacy.
Your girl, Crown Vic.
It's your boy, Just Doug.
Love, Jamie.
And your boy, D. Kerr.
We are the top, truly opinionated people. Love y'all in a minute.
Yeah.
The top.
Yeah.
Sir.
Truly opinionated, we do it for the culture. A group of minds came in combined to put some thoughts in order. A platform is all we need to be so filterless. Say what's on your mind, put it all in line. Your own perspective, living legends all in one room. It be so effortless, build it up like it's Tetris. Come with knowledge, so let us in. We doing it straight from the soul. That's how we feeling it, killing in every category. This would be the testimony. A lot of truth, which is as many opinions. So prolific a vision, you won't forget it. We over top of the gimmicks, the side of something new. This for our city ain't stopping until we reach our pinnacle. We got a lot to do, been breaking through. You know what we on, all gas, no brakes, what it takes. Let's set the stage to be great. This is the top for the day. You will see nothing better, beginning of something special. We reaching another level, we pushing forward together. Everybody got ambitions, you know. We on the rise with the top, yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, I said what? Everybody got ambitions, you know. We on the rise with the top, yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, yeah, you know. Everybody got ambitions, you know. We on the rise with the top, yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, I say what? Everybody got ambitions, you know. We on the rise with the top, yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, truly opinionated.